This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you find yourself in Grand Haven this week, be prepared. The 12th annual Michigan Pirate Festival is happening Tuesday through Saturday. Grand Haven will be happily invaded by fun-loving pirates. Larry Halverson is with the Loudoun District Library, which is hosting the festival. And Stella Durham is with the Brethren of the Great Lakes. And when she is in full pirate garb and character, she is Admiral Morgan. Ahoy and welcome.
Ahoy there, love.
Good to have you with us. Larry, what kinds of things happen in Grand Haven during the Michigan Pirate Festival?
Well, we have arts and pirate arts and crafts. We have belly dancing, a lot of story times and pirate puppet shows. We have a pillaging with pirates, sea shanties, sing-alongs.
So it's just a lot of fun. And Admiral Morgan, what brought you to the pirate's life and to the Brethren of the Great Lakes?
Oh, my goodness. So that would take a long time to explain, but very simply, my ship came in, and I said, all right, I'm coming over to Grand Haven, and we're going to do Powder Monkey Olympics and pillaging with pirates, and we're going to teach all the monkeys how to do things aboard ship. So it's just fun. Fun and games. That's all we want to do is play. We love it.
Tell us about the Brethren of the Great Lakes. What's this group about?
Oh, the Brethren is a group of like-minded individuals who kind of get together, play pirate, and do fun activities together. We're from all over, most the Midwest, Michigan. We've got about 400 of us. You've got some reenactment type stuff. You've got some people who do the Jack Sparrow and Errol Flynn with the panache. And you've got people who kind of take the two and gel them together. And we educate people on piracy.
How active were pirates on the Great Lakes? I mean, we see Captain Jack Sparrow, you know, and everybody thinks of him. That, of course, fictional story set in the Caribbean. How about the Great Lakes?
One that comes to mind is Roaring Dan Seavey. And he was legendary for getting ships to shipwreck on the shoals and then pillage their ships. A lot of it had to do with logging. So it's not so much the gold and the shinies, but it had to do more with taking over ships and then taking over the cargo of logging all the wood products.
Admiral Morgan, you'll be very happy to know we actually did a whole segment on Seavey right on this show.
Excellent. Very good. Well, then, you're well versed. Quite nicely done. I like that.
There you go.
That's great.
Do you see yourself more as a reenactor or more as an educator, Admiral Morgan?
A bit of both. Each one of us has a different forte. My father, Henry Morgan, yes, that one, yes. I'm an expert on Henry Morgan. I'm an expert on the Widder, which is a shipwreck, Sam Bellamy's shipwreck. And then we love dealing with the kids, you know, we love giving out treasure. That's the funniest thing about us with the Brethren. We like to give more than we take. How's that?
And I know you're busy all year round with lots of activities. And I'm interested, what does Stella Durham love about being Admiral Morgan?
Honestly, when I'm the character, you put the hat on and you become a different person. And I like that person because it's a lot freer than the person I am in normal life, you know? I can do a lot more things and have a lot more fun. It gives you a little bit of a variety and a little bit of spice of life, which I think really, really gives us all a bit of longevity in this life. You know, as it were, you could say, hey, I've got a new lease on life. I'm a lot more lively, you know. I just do different things. So many people go through life with one hobby or another, and they don't get to meet a lot of different people. I love what I do. I get to meet so many people from so many walks of life. It's fantastic.
Larry Halverson, what are you hoping visitors to the Loudoun District Library in Grand Haven are going to get out of the Michigan Pirate Festival this week?
I hope they come up with an understanding that they can still pretend. They can go outside of their own personality and pretend that they are a pirate. And a lot of these are kids-oriented programs, but that's true for us adults, too, that we forget that we have a kid inside of all of us.
The 12th Annual Michigan Pirate Festival invades Grand Haven beginning tomorrow, running through Saturday. And we've got a link for information at the Stateside page at michiganradio.org. Larry Halverson and Admiral Morgan, a.k.a. Stella Durham, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.